Hello, lovely people. Welcome to CNN 10. I'm Coy Wire. It's Friday, September 29th, and we're going to finish this week strong with some of the top stories from around the world, from the plains of Kazakhstan to the South China Sea. But today's lead story starts 250 miles above the Earth's surface, aboard the International Space Station. This large craft is the size of a football field end-to-end, and the living space is about the size of a six-bedroom house with two bathrooms and a gym. Women and men from the United States, Canada, Japan, Russia, and Europe live and work there while traveling at the speed of 5 miles per second. This research and science lab orbits the Earth once every 90 minutes. For the past year, the ISS has been the home of NASA astronaut Frank Rubio. He was supposed to only spend 6 months there, but he had to stay longer when his spacecraft sprung a leak. He ended up logging 371 days. That's the longest any U.S. astronaut has ever spent in microgravity. The world record is held by a Russian cosmonaut who spent 437 days in orbit back in the 90s. Rubio, who has a wife and four children, returned to Earth on Wednesday alongside two Russian colleagues. They dropped into Kazakhstan by parachute using this capsule. After such a long spaceflight, Rubio needs to adjust to life and gravity back on Earth. Let's go from above the Earth to below the sea, specifically the South China Sea, which is a major shipping route surrounded by countries including China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Earlier this week, the Philippine Coast Guard released footage of bleached and crushed coral along two reefs near the island nation. The Philippines claimed China was behind the destruction and blamed the country's maritime militia. But China denied the allegation. Moreover, China has claimed ownership over most of the South China Sea in defiance of an international ruling and competing claims by other countries. It's the latest in a long list of disputes about the South China Sea. Let's check in with Stephen Jiang, CNN's bureau chief in Beijing, for more.
China actually claims almost the entirety of the South China Sea, which is about 1.3 million square miles, based on what they call quote-unquote historical proof, even though an international tribunal has rejected that. Nonetheless, they have maintained this sovereign claim, and they have been able to do what none of the other claimants have been able to do. That is, in the past few years, through land reclamation and massive construction, turning many of this previously uninhabited reefs and atolls and islets into man-made islands equipped with sophisticated radars, airstrips, and other equipment. That is really the basis of why they have been able to increasingly project a military power in this region, not only through their Navy and Coast Guard, but also through a nominally civilian maritime militia. Now, we have been following this story for years, but in recent weeks and months, we have seen this flare-up of publicized incidents between China and other claimants, especially the Philippines. We have seen the Chinese Coast Guard, for example, using water cannons and what Manila says are dangerous maneuvers to chase away, to drive away Philippine boats. The Philippines, of course, also accusing China of destroying marine ecosystem in waters near its borders, but based on very deliberate actions. But Beijing, of course, pushing back all these allegations and saying the only thing that's changed recently is the government in Manila. Now they have a new president, President Marcos, who is doing the U.S. bidding to instigate tensions and to create political farce. And they're also very angry at the Philippines' decision to bring international media along to witness those encounters, and saying this is increasingly a stage performance to create more favorable international opinion for the Philippines. But the underlying question of all this, if nothing changes, if the Chinese military is not going to pull out, what's going to happen if people try to change the dynamic or the Chinese behavior short of a war?
10-second trivia. Did you know tarantulas can have pets? That's right. But do they keep mice, lizards, frogs, or smaller spiders? Tarantulas can have a symbiotic relationship with frogs. In exchange for protection, the frogs eat insects that threaten the spiders' eggs. The tarantula in our next story blew my mind. Check out a newly discovered species. Researchers on an expedition to southern Thailand found this electric blue arachnid hanging out in a mangrove forest. They described the spider as mesmerizing, with its blue-violet hue that looks like sparks of electricity. Tarantulas are native to Thailand, and the researchers had set out to document their diversity and distribution throughout the country. To catch this species, they had to climb trees to lure lure the spider out of hollows, they say the rare blue color comes from the structure of hair on different parts of the spider's body. Speaking of blue, our next story is about blue zones. Have you ever heard of these? Blue zones are areas of the world where people live longer than the average lifespan. CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta has more.
Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, Ikaria, Greece, and Loma Linda, California. They are the blue zones, five places where people live the longest and are the healthiest. But the question is, why?
Let me pick one of these places, and I'll just pick Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica. What is it about this environment?
You know, there is no silver bullet in any of these blue zones. I call it silver buckshot. Well, what are they doing? Well, first of all, they're eating a Mesoamerican staple diet, or they have for most of their life, which consists of three foods. I argue it's the best diets humans have ever invented. Corn, beans, and squash. Anybody can afford them. High in complex carbohydrates, high in niacin, high in folate. That was about 80% of their diet, so that's part of it. Like all blue zones, they were remote from the rest of Costa Rica. They have a 30 or 40 year delay at, you know, the onset of fast food restaurants, chips and sodas and cars. You know, none of these centenarians have driven. They've walked their whole lives. It's the additive of the right diet, the right social environment, the right physical environment that is producing these extraordinary outsized life expectancy numbers.
Can that, what you just described in Nicoya Peninsula, can that be adapted?
Not only can, but it does. You know, take Fort Worth, Texas. We worked there for 5 years. And after 5 years, against Texas controls, we saw a drop in obesity by about 3%. Life satisfaction went up, vegetable consumption went up, physical activity went up. Not because we went in and tried to convince beef-crazed Fort Worth to eat more beans, but because we went to all the restaurants and the schools and the grocery stores and convinced them to make the healthy foods cheaper and more accessible. We got the city to adopt policies to make that city more walkable and more bikeable, and it worked. Now, is it a full blue zone like Sardinia? No, but we got them 10 to 15% of the way towards a blue zone.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is about a family whose picnic got put on pause. Bear pause! Check out this black bear crashing this family's picnic in Mexico. The bear wandered over and started chowing down on enchiladas and tacos. That is nacho food, bear. The family sat frozen just inches away. Black bears usually aren't aggressive to humans, and thankfully, the only thing this bear was after was the people's lunch. The National Park Service says that wild animals can come to crave human food once they've had a taste of it. One interesting fact about black bears, their sense of smell is very good. They can catch scents from more than a mile away. That's why the National Park Service recommends storing food in your vehicle with the window shut, or keeping it in sealed containers. And if you're camping, never keep food in your tent. Makes sense, right? We don't need any of us becoming a burrito. Shout out time now. There is a red storm brewing. Mr. Cabana's class in Scarborough Middle School in Scarborough, Maine. Rise up. I hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful weekend. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.